there's still going to be the art shows going on at the Forest Service window, and then there's also going to be the elementary art showcase in the windows of Petersburg Wrangell Insurance. So on your way back, headed downtown, swing by and see art creations the kids have been doing all year long.
And then the Visitors Information Center is open all day. And then and the Klaus Museum as well has the Festival Arts and Crafts share, and where you can stop by and see local talent and artwork. And then the Pickled Herring Band plays downtown. You guys like to go check that out while they're playing downtown?
Absolutely. They'll be down there starting at 10 a.m. and play clear till 4.
And it's fun to see the community just draw around the music and little kids and dancing and people just having a really good time.
Then it's, of course, a big attraction for Friday, the second day of Little Norway Festival, is the Husflid Main Street, all the shops and concessions, crafts booths, and so on.
We have a lot of booths this year, some art, some crafts. We've got some great foods going to be downtown.
Each year we're excited to see new people come for booths, and then we always have the returning people as well that just love to be here and enjoy the community.
And the rosemulling class, that every year, the Make It or Take It rosemulling class. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to do that before.
I love the Make It, Take It class. It is so...
So tell me about it. What do you do?
Well, I'm not really an artist by nature, but they really walk you through step by step on how to rosemull, the different techniques that are used. And this year, she's going to be at the Run and Stitch behind Viking Travel there on Harbor Way. And so it's going to be a lot more room, really great lighting. And you can make an ornament or a magnet, and it's just a lot of fun. And it's not stressful. It's just they really walk you through and give you a lot of help.
People need to call to sign up, 650-7355. And then big event, the Scandinavian-style show and luncheon at the Sons of Norway Hall. Holly, can you describe this for folks?
Oh, yes. Everybody will be out in their bunads to show them off. And Glorianne Wollen is the kind of MC, and she just does a fantastic job of explaining where they're from, what parts of Norway, and what makes up the different bunads for each area. There's two Norwegian singers coming to town, and they will have their bunads in the show, and I think they're even going to do a song. And you can enjoy lunch while you watch the beautiful dresses.
And are either of you guys modeling in this?
Yes.
Holly, you are?
Yeah.
Where's your...
And my daughter, Cadence.
Oh, right. She has her own?
Yep. Teeny one, thanks to Glow.
Many people's favorite, the Beer Garden. That starts at noon, sponsored by the Harbor Bar, and that's at the corner of Excel and Main Street.
The Vikings and Valkyries will have their jail set up again this year, which is always fun for people to be able to watch, and they'll be coming and going. And it's just a great spot right on Main Street. Pickled Herring Band's really close by, so you can sit down and enjoy the music and watch the people.
And don't forget to throw your friends in jail.
That's right. And how does that work? You pay for somebody to... You donate some money, basically?
You donate some money.
To issue a warrant.
To issue a warrant, and mm-hmm. they go and they capture and throw them in jail. And the convicts, so to say, have to match the funds. So you can get a few people to put in some money, and then they might be in jail for a long time.
Have either of you guys ever had that experience or gotten someone into jail for it?
I have had to bail my husband out of jail.
I declined to stay.
Okay. Darlene Whitethorn's retirement party, longtime magistrate of the trial courts here in Petersburg. That's at 2:30.
Yeah, she's been the magistrate for 27, or has worked for the court system for 27 years, and she's going to be retiring. And there's going to be a lot of judges and state attorneys and all sorts of people coming into town to help celebrate as she starts a new phase in her life.
And then the big parade. That's at 3:45 p.m. line up at PFI Hill.
It's going to be a big parade this year. Lots of interest.
We're really excited about the parade and looking forward to having a lot of people involved in it and a lot of different floats.
Couple surprises this year.
Surprises?
Yes. There's a few groups that don't want to tell what they're doing, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
So be sure and check it out.
And you also have the official parade of the Norwegian American Award winner, is that right?
Yes, the Norwegian American Award winner will be on a float in front of the Valhalla again, and the Air Force Band will have a Dixie Band in the parade. The Coast Guard is going to march in the parade as well, and the Sons of Norway is going to be celebrating 100 years of lodge and building. So they have a big new banner and
a lot of people marching in the parade.
After the parade, there's the annual sill toss. You guys going to compete in the herring toss on Main Street at 4:30?
Not in my dress.
I really like to watch and cheer people on.
And then at 5 p.m., the Air Force Band's going to play a concert at the Fisherman's Memorial Park.
Yes.
Weather permitted it's planned for.
Right.
If all else fails and the weather doesn't cooperate, we'll be up at the community gym. And
there's 15 people in the Air Force Band. It's a big band. They do some rock and roll, and then they break out into some smaller groups as well, and we will hear a little jazz, a little Dixie.
More art. There's the Pia Riley art show, the watercolor painter from here in Petersburg. That's at 5 p.m. at the Miela Gallery. Emblem Club Smorgasbord, Elks Lodge upstairs, and that's at 5:30 starting.
So after you've been listening to all the great music around town and dancing your feet off, make sure you swing by there. And the Emblem Club really puts on a great dinner, and it's something you just can't miss.
There's also an option for steak night at the Moose Club, the Moose Lodge Family Center. That's at 6 p.m.
And also on Friday night, there's going to be another option. Is the Pickled Herring Band is back at the Beachcomber on Friday night around 7 o'clock. So it'll be your second chance if you didn't make it on Thursday to swing out there and see the Pickled Herring Band.
And there's a chance to learn some history at 7:30.
Yes, this is really cool. Erik Sundeholm is a Norwegian historian from Washington, and he specialized his research on the race to the South Pole. And this year is the centennial of Roald Amundsen's expedition to the South Pole. So he is just coming to tell us all about what he knows, share his knowledge. And it's turning out that there are some local links in town to Roald Amundsen. There's a few people named after him or families linked with the expedition. It's really neat.